Eiropas Savienības valstu lauksaimniekiem ir atšķirīgas rūpes un vajadzības, un tas gala lēmumu pieņemšanu nepadara vieglāku. Taču, ja reiz Eiropas Savienības daudzgadu budžetu griezīs vēl, tad svarīgi, lai lauksaimniecībai domātā nauda saglabātos neskārta. Tā ir vēlme, kas izskan no visu Eiropas Savienības valstu zemnieku pārstāvju puses. Turpina Portugāles lauksaimnieku federācijas pārstāvis Duarte Mira.
My farm. I produce cattle and crop tree too, and I have some forestry too. And for me, I see as the Portuguese farmers the same issues, because one of the components of my agriculture is of course the first pillar, the single payment right now, and the agro-environmental measures. And in the second pillar to improve my way of farming. So I'm really, really concerned about if we will have budget tomorrow and after tomorrow for 2014. Because for us, for Portugal, it's very important to have a budget right tomorrow. The new CAP start in 2014, because with the redistribution in all the countries of Europe, we'll win more money than we are earning now. So it's one of the biggest concernings. It's the CAP start in 2014.
Tiešmaksājumi, par ko aktīvi cīnās Baltijas zemnieki, ir svarīga tēma arī citām valstīm. Taču daudzās no citas skatu punkta, piemēram, Īrija, būtu viena no tām, kuras lauksaimnieku hektāru maksājumus mazinātu, lai apmierinātu baltiešu prasības. Turpina Īrijas lauksaimnieku pārstāvis Džedžejs Haveners.
Within our own country, I suppose, there wouldn't be a lot of support for that. We would like to maintain our money, and we feel it's like a family when it's getting bigger. The budget has to be increased if you're to accommodate more people, and it's like a family. And I listened to one of our own colleagues telling us he had 11 children. Well, I'm sure when he started with one child, his budget was X, and when with 11, his budget is a lot bigger now to maintain that. And that's the way I would feel, that the budget needs to be made bigger to include all farmers in Europe.
Lai arī pastāv uzskats, ka Eiropas Savienības atbalsts lauksaimniecībai nozari ne tikai bagātina, bet arī šķeļ, un ka zemniekiem pašiem būtu jāļauj konkurēt, lauksaimnieki tomēr domā pretēji un saka, ka lai arī cik grūti būtu vienoties, bez Eiropas finansējuma šajos laikos izdzīvot nevarētu. Nec paši zemnieki, nec produktu patērētāji. Turpin Somijas lauksaimniecības ražotāju un mežsaimnieku savienības pārstāvis Maks Šulmans.
We are already competing. I mean, I would say that if it is so that there would be a ban on all the ag supports in EU, first of all, we would see a huge impact on the food prices. That's guaranteed, because then we would not be able to sell our products at the prices we are doing it today to the industry. It's an impossibility. So we would see, yes, competition would be there, but at price level would be in a totally different way. That also means that then for us to be able to compete worldwide means that it should happen the same all over, because now most of the countries in the world are keeping some kind of agricultural policy on, meaning that there are certain support mechanisms working.
Kamēr Baltijas valstu lauksaimnieki gatavojas kārtējām akcijām pie valstu vadītāju sanāksmes norises vietas, lai atgādinātu par tiešmaksājumu problēmu, vecās Eiropas zemnieki pagaidām skaļas akcijas nesola, taču kā rīkoties tālāk, radīšot līderu sanāksmes iznākums. Ina Strazdiņa, Latvijas Radio, Briselē.